GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Source. My name is Patrick DaCosta, TerraZets is my moniker. I am the founder, owner, and primary administrator of Dinar Chronicles, Dinar Chronicles Forum, Operation Disclosure Official, and Voyages of Light. https://operationdisclosureofficial.com. Over. Compiled Sunday, July 5, 2026, by Patrick DaCosta, TerraZets, founder, owner, and administrator of Dinar Chronicles, Operation Disclosure Official, Voyages of Light. As we move through July 2026, the intersection of international policy, banking reform, and digital financial evolution has become a primary focus for observers globally. Recent reports suggest that we are entering a critical window for financial systems, characterized by significant updates to how assets are managed, tracked, and distributed on an international scale. A central theme emerging from these reports is the shift toward the ISO 20022 standard. This global messaging standard is designed to streamline financial communication, ensuring that institutions are operating with greater transparency and efficiency. Recent data suggests that automated processes are being implemented to replace older, legacy mainframe systems, with the goal of creating a more secure and immutable ledger for the world's wealth. Proponents of these updates argue that this transition ensures that assets are held with greater accountability, moving away from past systems that critics claim were vulnerable to mismanagement. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Bruce from The Big Call, according to the latest intelligence shared during the session, there is a focused window of activity anticipated between July 4 and July 8. During this period, members of the Internet Group, Tier 4B, are preparing to receive notifications regarding the process for scheduling appointments. These communications, expected via SMS, text, or email, are designed to guide participants on the next steps for currency exchanges and bond redemptions. The information suggests that there may be a brief head start for these groups before the general public is notified, which is currently projected to occur around the 8th or 9th of July. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Roman Cash breached, Tier 4B, ISO 20022 on Telegram. The Roman Cash has been breached. The ledger is empty. The mainstream media is talking about theological updates and diplomatic summer breaks in Rome. At exactly 11:12 UTC, the quantum financial keys overrode the legacy mainframe of the Istituto per la Opera di Religione, the Vatican Bank. This wasn't a cyber attack. It was an automated asset liquidation mandated by the Global Alliance under the non-reversible ISO 20022 protocols. The centuries-old monopoly on the world's stolen wealth just dissolved in a fraction of a second. System integrity, secured. Monitor the frequency. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Mr. Poole, Southern Command activated, Tier 4B, ISO 20022 on Telegram. The Southern Command is just activated. Australia is headline news in 24 hours. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has gone into hiding. Tranche 1, the Pacific Lie Tranche 2, the Sydney Protocol Tranche 3, the exclusion files goodbye UK. France is changing. Canada is clean. Tonight Australia is breaking. The whole globalist spine has just been broken. See daily reports. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Apocrypha data leak, Tier 4B, ISO 20022 on Telegram. The financial world tilted on its axis 3 hours ago, and the panic inside Swiss banking corridors is now at absolute maximum capacity. The secret treaties signed in Rome under the old empire, the ones that gave private central banks the legal right to treat sovereign citizens as collateral, have been declared null and void under maritime natural law. And the quantum financial system drained the Vatican's dark pool mainframes, unsealing the hidden ledger of the true birthright identities of each and every soul on this planet. All synthetic debt bonds, all fraudulent lifetime loans, all generational tax loops that were tied to the old Roman financial grid have been permanently deleted from the master database. See daily reports. July 2026, Reuters exclusively reported that the CBI would ban 5 additional local banks from US dollar transactions. This followed meetings with US Treasury and Federal Reserve officials and was part of a larger push to combat money laundering and the flow of dollars to sanctioned entities, like those in Iran. Saturday, July 4, 2026, what's about to unfold? Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. What's about to unfold is not chaos. It's not collapse. The quantum financial system, QFS, is already live. Once the blackout begins, it will override all corrupt financial systems, securing your identity, assets, and data through biometric encryption. Your bank accounts will be safe. Your information protected. Fraud-proof. Tamper-proof. Immutable. During the 10 days of darkness, all mainstream media and social platforms will go dark. There will be only one secure broadcast channel, operated by the U.S. Space Force and allied military units, delivering uncensored truth directly to the world. What you'll see will shake humanity. Confessions from those you were told to trust. Tribunal footage exposing global crimes. Proof of suppressed technology, stolen history, and systemic control. You will learn the truth about the deep state. About how entire nations were enslaved in plain sight. And why this moment is the storm we've been warned about. A new era of communication is also coming. The quantum communication system, QCS, will replace the surveillance-based internet. Every individual will receive a private, untraceable ID connected to the quantum grid, no more spying, censorship, or data manipulation. Military and National Guard units will be deployed globally. You may see curfews or road closures. This is not martial law, it is strategic containment to ensure peace and protect the public. Everything is temporary. Everything has purpose. Saturday, July 4, 2026, X-Spirit, scientists brought back with AI for the first time. Scientists have developed AI technology to create digital copies of deceased individuals, providing comfort to the bereaved. However, concerns arise over emotional dependence and the implications for human relationships and identity. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Trump's second Declaration of Independence, 1776 is reloaded and the deep state is crashing. President Trump delivers a second Declaration of Independence, not with parchment, but with raw power. 1776 has officially returned, the chains are broken, and the corrupt deep state system is crashing down right now. We the people are taking back control of the republic. Out.